Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Trust you had a good day. You know what I'm going to do tonight? No, you don't know, because you didn't. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to do exactly what I said. I'm going to read the Bible to you. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. I will do some explaining. I will interject at some places. And because the Lord said something to me, and getting you ready to, because we're going to have what we read about in the book, Plan, Purpose, and Pursuit. We're going to have some believers meeting. You're going to get opportunity to participate. Amen. We're just going to let the Holy Ghost take over, and whoever have what, we're going to let you have. Let him do what he will. Amen. You know what? The Lord wants his children to grow up. And what I'm going to share with you tonight, I want you to listen closely. I will take my time, and I'll be reading from different translation of the Bible on different chapters and different verses that we'll be reading from. And my title tonight, if you will want to give it a title, Believer's Conduct Towards One Another. Believer's Conduct Towards One Another. I think that's pretty good. So, if you will turn with me, we'll get started. And when I finish, I'll be finished. And if it go too long, I'll just take a commercial break and we'll come back. All right. But open your Bible with me. If y'all can follow me on the screen, be real good. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 through 14. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, this particular passion, a portion of scripture, the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. And listen closely. And then if I get tired, I'll call Tyrone up. He'll help me out. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 13, we'll start with verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. What did he say? Owe nothing except. You can pay everything off except this. You have an obligation to love your brother. The day you get born again, it never ceases. You will love your brother all the days of your life on this earth and throughout eternity. Amen. But we won't talk about on this earth, because this is where the problem are. And so he said, owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will do what? Fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandment says, you must not commit adultery. And see, this had become a real loose living among believers. Really loose. Come on. This is, you know, and I'm going to talk about another one that's really loose among believers. We hit this one real hard, but there's some more I'm going to hit real hard. Come on. You must not, say we must not, commit adultery. All right. You must not murder, and that's that have crept up too. Believers getting involved in that. You must not steal. That's another problem. People steal from from the Lord, steal from one another. You know what some men are doing tonight? They're stealing because they're not here. I hope you listen to me on live stream tonight, streaming, while we're live streaming. I hope you're listening. You'll see in a minute. Because see, you, if I go and take Tim's left arm off, I have what? I handicapped him, haven't I? Haven't I, Tim? Would you rather have your left arm or you want me to come take it off? You'd rather have it. Thank you. So you must not, and then where did I stop it? You must not steal. You must not what? Covet. I don't covet what you have. You're blessed, I rejoice with you. I don't walk around with unhidden motives and thoughts towards you, grudging you. Hello, somebody. Believers, remember our title, the believer's conduct towards what? One another. The believer's conduct, all right? So I shouldn't be coveting what you have. I should rejoice with you. What sense does it make, and I know, your left eye arguing with your right eye? What sense does it make? You need both of them to see 20/20. And it's sitting there tomorrow, I ain't going to look. You might as well leave me alone. I ain't going to look. And you, I mean, that sounds so silly, but think about what we are doing as believers. See, the Lord said, prepare them because I want to have some believers meeting in this church. So that's, I'll speed up here in a minute, but I told you I was going to do something.